This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's head to the Byers Barricades hotline. Over 10 years playing pro ball and spent quite a few of those with the Houston Rockets. We head to the Byers Barricades hotline where we find our guy, Mo Taylor. What's up, Mo?
What's up, fellas?
Man, it is happening with the Rockets. Everything good here, but I mean, they've got this number one seed just about locked up, don't they?
I mean, it looks like it. I mean, if you look at, you know, Golden State, they're looking like the MASH unit over there right now. So it's as good a time as any to, you know, kind of pull away. But that was an impressive win last night. I mean, Portland's been playing pretty good. But for them to go in and kind of manhandle them down the stretch, I mean, that's a good win. I mean, that's a playoff type win.
Mo, I don't think you can underrate the playoff type atmosphere late in the season, just to get a good sense of where you are as a team and what a coach might want to do in a playoff game like that. How valuable are those close contests with good teams late in the season to kind of get an inventory of where you are?
I mean, it's a test to see, just like you said, where you are and, you know, and to keep your competition level up going into the playoffs. I mean, they're playing so well to where it's easy to get complacent. And you've seen that over the years with Cleveland and Golden State. You know, teams that have had great success kind of falter down the stretch of the season. But the Rockets are actually getting better. And I believe a lot of that has to do with their depth, for one, and the sharing of the load with, you know, Chris Paul and Harden. Don't get me wrong, you know, Harden is carrying most of the load scoring, but team-wise, you know, he has a lot of help, you know, so he's not really getting a lot of wear and tear, you know, sort of like those Golden State guys who has less depth. But, I mean, I think, like, right now they're in prime position. They're playing well at the right time. Are they going to peak before the playoffs? Are they going to peak in the playoffs? That's yet to be seen. But, I mean, you got to like the way that they're approaching every game. They're approaching every game to win it, no matter where they are.
Right. All right, let's talk about James Harden now. You know, you've played with some great ones. You've seen some great ones, played against them. Right now, is it safe to say he's the second best player on the planet?
I believe probably if you're talking about...
Like right now, yeah.
I mean, I think right now you have to put him, he's the second best player. He's the second best player in the world. I mean, I can go a step further to where you have never seen a one-on-one basketball player, just a player that just gets the ball and go one-on-one like him in the league, in the history of the league. Now, you've had guys that were, you know, for instance, Michael Jordan is a great scorer, great one-on-one player. His game was more so the mid-post and in, you know, free, you know, 18 feet and in. And if you look at other guys that were good in the post, they were good one-on-one players in the post. Like Dream was a great one-on-one player in the post. There has yet to be a player that could shoot the ball like him, get to the basket like him, and do all the necessary things to play make, you know, all kind of wrapped up in one. I mean, this guy's scoring at a, you know, 30 a game clip and still dishing out, you know, nine dimes a game.
Well, I'm telling
you, I mean, that's efficiency.
That's big time efficiency. Now I want to tap into your coaching acumen, because I read a really good piece on how they get these shots and how they create the mismatches. I believe it was on ESPN or SportsIllustrated.com. But anyway, the way that they, because Paul is there, that they can almost dictate who is guarding who by distributing the ball on the perimeter until they get the matchup they want, whether it's Paul or James Harden, that's not even playing fair. And are you seeing the same thing about how they're just dictating? It seems like they're just sort of you know, whatever, layman's eye, just kind of dribbling around or swinging the ball. But there's a method to their madness, isn't there?
No, it's definitely a method to their madness, because it's something that's actually transpiring every day and every night. You know, they get the same matchups every night. And when you look at the game plan, and the thing is that they put so much pressure on you off the pick and roll, because both guys are so aggressive coming off the pick and roll. Both guys are aggressive scorers, and both guys are, you know, dynamic playmakers. So you basically got two guys to where normally in the pick and roll, if you stop one side of it and they swing it, it's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if LeBron comes off the pick and roll and you stop that initial thrust and he swings it to the weak side, you've won that battle. But the difference with the Rockets is that when they swing it to the weak side, they're swinging it to another Hall of Fame point guard. And they're doing the same thing over there after you've had to rotate. So imagine stopping James Harden the first time around when your defense rotate. Now they swing it to the other side of the floor, and now you have to rotate back to a Hall of Fame point guard coming off another pick and roll
mm-hmm.
with one of the best rollers, if not the best rollers in the game, with, you know, two other shooters surrounding them. I mean, that's really, really tough. No matter what type of defensive scheme you have, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Taylor, our guest on the Buyers. Oh, go ahead, Mo.
No, I was just saying, and they do it the best in the league.
Mo Taylor, our guest on the Buyers Barricades hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Mo, you got a guy like Gerald Green. Some nights he doesn't even play. Some nights he gives you 20 and he's, you know, taking whatever shot he wants. And then some nights, like last night, he plays about 10 minutes. But D'Antoni just implements him in like 5 minutes left in the game. Go in there, give somebody a rest for a second. And then he comes up with a big block, and the Rockets go back the other way, get some points off of it. A guy like Gerald Green is just, you know, the eighth, ninth guy. D'Antoni down the stretch, how does he manage these bench guys? Because he's got to get them some more minutes, get them ready for the playoffs while also resting some of the other guys. Is this a use them in the middle of the game, use them late to get them some late game crunch time experience? How should he approach the bench guys who play significant roles on this team?
I think he keeps doing what he's doing. I mean, there's no reason for the Rockets to change anything. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for them to overthink anything. I mean, they haven't came up, they haven't approached or even went through any adversity when it comes to playing time, injuries, and or disgruntled teammates. You mm-hmm. haven't heard that. And you haven't heard about a locker room situation. And that's the scary part, is because what that means is that everyone has bought in.
Right.
And once it doesn't matter, okay, well, we have to get him a little more playing time or we have to get this guy going. No, you just keep doing what you're doing. You know, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel, you know, when there's nothing wrong with it. There's no reason for them to have to change any type of game plan that they have on any rotation, anything. I mean, down the stretch, they may, you know, cut some of Harden's minutes and Paul's minutes and guys like, you know, Gerald Green. You know, they'll get more playing time that way. But at the same time, they're not going to sit guys and have them rusty for the playoffs. If these guys are feeling good and they're healthy and they're continuing to win and continuing to play with the efficiency they're playing with, I wouldn't change a thing.
What do you think right now would be an ideal rotation? Because he's been tinkering with Gerald Green a little bit, as Cody just said. Clearly, Ryan Anderson coming back. I mean, how big of a rotation do you think he can go here, and what do you like?
I mean, Gerald Green is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing about him is, with his athleticism, you can kind of play him all over the floor on defense. And him and P.J. Tucker, and when you have those guys out there, when you have, you know, Chris pushing the ball, those are also athletic wing guys that match up nightmares. P.J. Tucker's a matchup nightmare. I mean, sometimes they have a five on him,
mm-hmm.
and that's ridiculous. A five can't guard him. And then when you're stretching the floor the way he does, I mean, that's what the Rockets, you know, do. And those two guys are going to play pivotal roles in the playoffs because they can guard multiple positions. And when you run into Golden State, Oklahoma City, and so on, you have to have guys that can guard multiple positions because they have players that can play multiple positions. So I think Gerald Green is going to play a lot, and I think P.J. Tucker is going to play a pivotal role for those guys in the playoffs.
Mo Taylor, our guest on the Byers Barricades Hotline. Mo, you mentioned the Trailblazers as one of the better teams in basketball and certainly one of the more impressive teams recently. And what do you see them in the playoffs? Because if the Rockets match up with them, I don't think that'll be an easy series. Even if Golden State matches up with them, I don't think that can be an easy one. They seem to be kind of the next level down, but ahead of all that other mess in the Western Conference.
I mean, I would like to say they're kind of like what John Thompson used to say. You can't be a prisoner of your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And right now their reputation is that they're having a great regular season. And that's the only thing people are thinking about. Oh, Portland's having a great regular season. You know, that's what they do. Every now and then Portland, they have a great regular season. In the playoffs, however, they're not in that, like you said, they're not in that top tier of teams. You know, even being 3 in the West, you know, they're not in that top tier of teams. You know, they're just part of the parity that's behind, you know, the best two teams on the West.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is to me. It just shows that it's parity in the Western Conference from 3 through 10. That's all that it shows me. It doesn't show that, you know, Portland would be a threat. It just shows that, they're one of the better of that second tier of teams. That's my opinion.
He's Mo Taylor. Byers Barricade Hotline is where we found him, and we'll find him again next week. How's that sound, Mo?
I'm around, fellas.
Sounds good. Mo Taylor with us on the Byers Barricade Hotline. Yeah, great stuff from Mo Taylor. That reputation comment.
Mm-hmm. That's a great line.
As much as that reputation comment stands out about Portland,
mm-hmm.
stands out about the Rockets.
A little bit because of last season's postseason run. Different squad, but still.
Yeah, stands out about the Rockets. And let's not romanticize that run to the Western Conference Finals all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were not close to that Golden State team those few years ago.
They were not this team.
Yeah, and they were. Well, that's a great point. They were not this team either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.